Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another journey into the realm of the strange and terrifying. I hope you will enjoy the trip, that it will thrill you a little and chill you a little. So settle back. Get a good grip on your nerves. Where are we going? You'll find out when we get there.
Well, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. So glad that you are tuning in. I've got a play for you today from a program that we have not aired in a while, and that is The Witch's Tale. Real quick, though, before we get into today's play, want to invite you to check out my other two podcasts, Old Time Radio Comedy and Superman Radio. We are currently going through the Old Time Radio Superman show of the 1940s, episode by episode. So be sure to check it out, Superman Radio. All right, so The Witch's Tale was a horror fantasy radio series which aired from May 21st of 1931 to June 13th of 1938. The program was created, written, and directed by Alonzo Dean Cole. The title of the play today is The Devil Mask, and this one aired May 13th of 1935. Going way back in time here, guys. Enjoy.
The fascination of the eerie. Weird, blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They are waiting, waiting for you now.
Chanting and then savage drums. With them begins our story of the Devil Mask. The Devil Mask.
Hey, Tom. These drums have been booming for a solid hour now.
You'll probably hear them until well past midnight.
I'll wager the drum and Johnnies will have aching wrists tomorrow. And the singers won't be able to speak above a whisper.
On the contrary, they'll all feel wonderfully refreshed.
Rather a nice compliment they're paying you and Eric, with their chanting and their drumming.
Yes.
Gadeo, the witch doctor's son, told me all about it in his funny pidgin English.
I had already told you.
Well, you simply said they were holding a religious ceremony to pray that you and Eric have a safe journey back to civilization. Gadeo's version was far more dramatic. He said this jamboree was to propitiate the devils so they wouldn't harm him.
That's why Monco, his father, came here to the bungalow a while ago and muttered magic words about each piece of our baggage to drive away the devils.
Well, that mask he had on certainly ought to frighten them away.
It's a sacred devil mask, worn especially for this sort of ritual.
Rum-looking object.
Yes. instead of taking measures to protect us. They think they're doing. They should pray to all their gods that we never leave the jungle alive.
Oh, why, Phyllis? They owe you gratitude. They owe, tells me that you...
Oh, I've tried to treat them decently.
Oh, you mean with Alec?
No, no. He's treated them well, too. Except when he's been drinking.
Phyllis!
Alec's awake.
Phyllis, where the devil are you?
I'm coming, Alec.
All right, you're outside. Stay where you are, I'll come to you. Well, will Lieutenant Lawrence be romantic in the moonlight?
We've been talking, Alec, and listening to the chanting.
Well, that blasted noise woke me up. Where's my whip? I'll soon make a beggar stop.
No, no, you can't interfere with them. Alec, that ceremony is for us.
Huh? Oh, yes, so you told me. El Monpo is driving devils out of the way, so I'll get to England safely. Nice of him after all the kicks I've landed on where he should wear pants. He's got a first-class Christian spirit. Don't you think so, Harlan?
Yes. He finds it easier to return good for evil than I ever shall.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You've got a first-class Christian spirit, too. Why, you even come and pay me a visit after I married a woman you was once engaged to.
Alec.
Don't worry, Billy. I ain't gonna quarrel with your ex-lover.
See here, Anton. I don't profess to...
Hey, don't get mad. I ain't mad. I'd like to have you around, Lieutenant. So you can enjoy watching my happy married life.
Alec, go back to bed, please.
All right, all right. I'll leave you two alone again.
Please. Here, I'll help you.
I don't need any help. What I need is another bottle of whiskey.
No.
Yeah. You don't want me to stop those in the village from making a noise, so I got to drink enough not to hear them. I got a bottle in the cupboard here.
All right. Get it if you must.
Of course I'll get it. Hey!
What's the matter?
The bottle I had in here is gone.
You must have taken it then.
No. I put an extra bottle here special, so that I'd have it when I'm in a hurry. Who's stolen it?
No one, Alec. Not a soul has been in this room since you fell asleep, except Lieutenant Lawrence, Monpo, and I.
Monpo? Then he took it. I'll teach that demon witch doctor to steal my whiskey.
Alec, put down that pistol. Come back.
Take your hands off him.
Harlan, help me. Harlan.
Now, you keep out of this, Lawrence. Let me go.
Drop that pistol, Alec.
Stop. You're breaking my arm.
Drop that pistol.
I've dropped it. Take your hands off
me. Get the gun, Philip.
I have it. Lead him to bed. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm going to kill that thief, Monpo.
He's not a thief. He was never near that cupboard. He only came into the house to perform his magic on our luggage. To do us a favor, if he thinks.
That rotten blighter has my whiskey. Monpo stole my whiskey.
We'd better go away and you'll soon go back to sleep. Yes, he's falling asleep now. Come on.
All right.
I'll kill the blighter.
You keep his pistol. I don't want him to have it handy if he wakes up again. He's liable to do anything.
Oh, God. To think you're married to that swine. To think you love him.
Harlan, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Truth?
About Alec and me.
What do you mean?
Let's go outside again. Please open the door.
Certainly.
When I said I married Alec because I loved him, I lied.
Phyllis.
I meant to go on lying. But after all, I owe you the truth.
Oh, why?
You know that my father died of fever 6 months after we arrived here.
Yes.
That was when my letters to you stopped. The day before he died, a missionary came here. He was from the coast and on his way to the interior. Father knew that he had but a few hours to live. When the missionary left, I'd be alone with Alec. He's the only other man in 50 miles of jungle. Alec often tried to make love to me. He was drinking heavily then. Well, he suggested to Father that if he didn't have the missionary marry us, I believe you understand.
The filthy, beastly swine.
Please. Nothing we can say or do will change it.
We can change the future. And we will. Oh, my darling, you still love me. You'll get a divorce, and then...
There can be no divorce.
You mean you'll stay with this brute?
He isn't a brute. He's a weak, spoiled, selfish child. He must have his own way, no matter how he gets it. And no matter who it harms. I'm his wife, and I must take care of him and keep him out of trouble as long as we both live.
You're not thinking reasonably. You've got to listen to me and let me...
Everything you could say, I've already said to myself. So, we'll never meet you again. You've already arranged to return to England with Alec and me, so that can't be changed. But after we reach there, we must never see each other again. I want you to promise me that, Harlan.
No. If you must take care of the swine you call a wee child, then I must look after you until he dies or sends you to your grave.
Harlan.
How can you have sympathy with such a beast? Or consider it your duty to sacrifice our lives for his?
Can't you understand?
No, I can't. No more than I can understand why those out there should repay his kicks with prayers that he was safe from devils. I can't understand why any rotter should get better than he merits. And I don't believe God permits such blind injustice for long.
Harlan, what's that?
It sounded like the back door.
Thanks, Wilson. He's gone out.
Oh, what if he has?
Yes. See, he goes across the compound toward the native village. And he has a gun.
A gun? I have his pistol.
He's taken his rifle. We must stop him.
But why?
Come on, quick. He thinks Montrose stole that whiskey. And if he reaches the village before we can stop him...
What, you don't think he should...
He's liable to do anything. Oh, he's disappeared among the huts. Harlan, if he attacks the witch doctor when he's wearing the sacred devil mask, the other blacksmith...
Oh! A rifle.
The guns have stopped.
I'll teach you the state of my liquor.
Alec!
Look! By that fire.
Montrose, lying on the ground.
I said I'd kill that dirty thief.
Good day, oh. But Daniel, your father isn't badly hurt. He isn't...
Look for yourself, Rodney.
Oh, there's a hole in his mask that's spattered with blood.
Shot between the eyes.
Yes. My father, Monpo, die as he have on this sacred mask.
Oh, Daniel,
I... Daniel know that you do not wish him die, Rodney. But for both who did...
My husband didn't know what he was doing.
Get behind me. They're closing it around us.
Keep away from me. I'll shoot the first who takes another step. You keep back, Gideon, or I'll kill you like I did your Stephen.
Another of you. No, my father, people. It is the dead who pay you for what you do tonight.
Dead?
You have killed a priest and you drive a devil from your path. Now his soul will drive those devils on you.
Yes, Father.
When the sun rises in the morning, you will laugh no more. For you will own my father's devil mask.
I'll own the devil mask?
With his blood on the hole your bullet make when you kill him. Hey, you take his life. He give to you his mask. Come on, Romeo. People, no more closing way. You're free to leave here now. When the sun rises, you will own the devil mask, and it will never leave you. Come die.
Phyllis, it's nearly morning. Won't you lie down now and get a little rest?
Don't ask me again. You know I can't.
In a few hours, we'll be starting through the jungle for the coast. You can't stand the trip without rest.
Here, I can watch that village.
Oh, if they meant to attack this bungalow, they'd have done it hours ago. I'm convinced that Gadeo wasn't attempting any trick. Really means to leave his vengeance to the dead.
His people believe the dead have much more power than the living. But I still can't understand the things he said about that devil mask.
Some other savage superstition, I suppose.
I've been in Africa too long to despise what whites call just savage superstition.
But you don't think that dead man's mask going to harm him, do you?
I don't know. Gadeo said Alec would own the mask by sunrise. Since we left the village, those drums have never ceased. They're making magic there.
If the mask or anything else gets into this bungalow, it'll have to come by magic. Every door and window in the place is locked but this one, and we've sat behind a screen all night. I'm sorry, I can't believe anything will pay that rotter his just deserts.
Harlan.
He's even safe here from the law. Looks as though I was wrong last night. And I told you God wouldn't long permit injustice.
Ah! Alec!
You must be having a nightmare.
Come with me, quick!
Look up in my bed. That thing that's grinning at me.
The devil mask.
How did it get here?
Look out of that window, Harlan.
No. Oh, the sun's rising.
After
tramping through this rotten jungle all day, I'd like to sit quiet in my tent tonight and have a drink in peace. Will you two please stop talking about this crazy mask?
Not until you do as your wife asks, Ranson, and get rid of the thing. Why in heaven's name did you bring it with you? When you first saw it on your bed this morning, you were more afraid of it than Phyllis is.
I was merely startled. When I saw how frightened you two were, I made up my mind to keep it and prove what fools you are.
There's no use arguing with him further, Harlem. It only makes him more stubborn.
I'm stubborn because I won't give in to savage superstition. And I let Cadeo and the rest know they weren't going to scare me with their mumbo-jumbo. You heard me when they all came sneaking around to watch us leave. I thanked them for their funny devil mask and said I'd keep it to remember them by.
Yes. And Cadeo repeated that you'd keep it until the day you die.
Then I'll have it for a long while, and it won't hurt me in the meantime.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. It wasn't presented to you as a love token. And it came to you somehow through locked doors and solid walls.
So you and Phyllis say.
Because we know. Don't think for a minute I care what happens to you. But your wife's terrified of that mask. The least you could do is to humor her fears.
If you must know, I'm keeping it because I like to see you bob it.
I guess that leaves nothing more to be said, Phyllis.
I hope not. Then I can have a quiet drink. Trying to scare me with an ugly wooden face that has shells for eyes and bits of filed off lead and brass for teeth. Yeah, and a bullet hole between the eyes. It was about this time last night I put it there. I'll have a drink to celebrate.
Let's get out of here, Phyllis. Where we won't have to breathe the same air as that.
I thought that had shocked your tender sensibilities. Both of you, leave me alone. Tell my wife what a cat I am and how much better off she'd be with you. It won't do you any good, but she won't leave me. Get out. Get out, you swine.
Don't, Harlan. Ah. Come.
Wait. Come back. Where are those drums sounding?
Drums?
Yes. We're miles away from any village. Who's drumming in this jungle?
I don't hear any drums.
Neither do I.
Well, what's the matter with your ears? They're getting louder every second.
There isn't a sound outside.
There's drums, I tell you. And voices chanting. Like there was last night. They're coming after me.
You can't hear drums or chanting.
No, there's none to hear.
You're lying to me. Now they're just outside. They're all around this tent. Where's my gun? They won't get me without a fight.
Don't let him touch that rifle, Harlan.
Well, I've got it. The fool's gone mad.
Let me go. Let me go. Look at the mask.
The mask?
There's blood on it. There was last night. Fresh blood.
Oh, you're seeing and hearing things that don't exist.
You're lying to me. Lying. Drums are beating all around me. The blood pouring from that mask.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Drums keep beating all around me, and they never stop. I know I just imagine drums. There's no blood on that mask. But I see blood, and I hear drums. That devil's mask keeps screaming at me. It whispers in the dead man's voice. But soon I'll die. It's going to kill me. No, no, no. Oh, no, no.
How long has your husband been like this, Mrs. Ranson?
It began 3 weeks ago, Doctor, in the jungle. He didn't talk as you've just heard him do at first. That began after we came aboard the ship.
Now he keeps it up at intervals night and day. And you say this fixation concerning drums and blood is in some way connected with that African witch mask at his bedside?
Yes, Doctor.
Then why haven't you removed it?
You try removing that mask from his bedside, Doctor.
I mean to.
Wait. He's quiet now. But you will move that he's dozed off. Move very quietly so that he can't possibly hear you.
Why?
If you do as we ask, it will save much explanation.
Very well.
Oh, no, no, don't touch that mask. Bring it back. If you take it away, well, I can't see it grinning. I won't know what it's planning. I won't know when it's going to kill me.
Here, here, here's your mask, man. Take it and get back to bed.
You won't take it away again, or you won't.
No, 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 get back in bed.
No.
You see why we haven't removed the mask, Doctor?
How did he know I touched the thing? His eyes were tightly closed. I didn't make a sound.
He just knows, Doctor. That's all.
Oh, drums. Drums keep beating all around me. The drums.
He's beginning again.
That mask must be removed without his knowledge.
Yes, but how?
When you called at my quarters and asked what sort of a case this was, I prepared this hypodermic in advance. Now, you hold him tightly, Lieutenant, while I jab the needle in his arm.
Oh, let me go. What are you going to do with me? Oh, my arm.
Quiet, man, quiet.
Oh, God, you're going to make me sleep while you take away the mask. Don't do it. If you do, I'll die. No, 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 please, no.
I gave him a double dose. He's hitting him quick.
Drums. 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 Drums.
Now, take that ugly witch mask and throw it through the porthole.
There. It is a thing.
He should sleep for 48 hours and wake up cured.
Harden, the mask has bobbed up to the surface. It seems to be grinning at us.
Phillips! The ship should be leaving it behind. But it seems to be traveling along at our side.
As though it was following.
You don't think...
The Dale said Alec would own it until the day he died.
As much as it hurts me to thank you for anything, Harlan, I'm forced to admit that you probably saved my life by throwing that rotten mask overboard.
I'm not at all proud of saving your life, Ransom.
Too bad I didn't go crazy or blow out my brains when those drums were throbbing in my head all day and night. Then you'd have won my wife, perhaps.
Suppose we don't discuss it. I've called at your hotel tonight to bid Phyllis goodbye. May I see her now?
Did you say goodbye?
She made me promise that after we reached England, I'd never see her again. I shipped off this morning and you rushed her away. I'm keeping my promise after tonight.
Well, that's simply fine. She'll be here in a moment. Ah, knowing I won't see you anymore adds extra delight to being home again.
Ah, England. After 3 years in the bush. First-class whiskey instead of African trade slush. And feast your eyes on that roaring fire in the grate. The open fireplace is in Tanganyika. And here there are no savage superstitions that a clever chap like you can use to drive another mad.
What do you mean?
I've got that mask business figured out. You seized upon Gadeo's crazy threat that night as a means to drive me mad or kill me. You brought the mask into the house and put it at my bedside. It was your constant suggestion that made me hear those drums and see that blood.
Ah, you're talking like a lunatic.
Oh, no. I'm talking like a sane man now because I'm safe in sober England where nothing in the world can frighten me. My wife can get along without your goodbye, Lieutenant. You're getting out of here now.
No, I'm not.
Get out, I say. Get out.
Alec.
Phyllis. You're just in time, my dear, to see your lover leave here. I'm putting him out.
No.
You can't put
this.
Yes,
Pistol can. You're looking at my wife for the last time until the day I die. And that won't be for a long, long time. Now, there's the door. Get out.
You have me at a disadvantage.
Goodbye, Phyllis.
That's enough. Get out.
What? Drums. Drums.
What?
I hear drums again. Drums coming closer. Drums in England. No. No, the mask is gone. At the bottom of the sea. The mask can't find me here. What's that? Who's at that door?
Oh, look at Mr. Ransom, sir.
Well, what? Who are you?
Oh, I was your room steward on the ship, sir. Oh, I think the lady there recognized me.
Yes, sir. But why?
What do you want me here?
Oh, I've come to return some property of yours. What was fished up from the dock this afternoon? I remember seeing it in your cabin when you were so terrible sick about 2 weeks back, sir. And
what's wrapped in that paper you carry? What are you bringing to me?
Why, it's just this, sir.
Oh, the mask!
It's followed.
I knew it when I heard those drums. And now they're throbbing my head once more. But it's not going to turn my mind again. I'll destroy it now. Good. Hello.
Ah, you're found in the fire.
Yes. Water brought it back to me, but nothing can return from fire. It's flame from which all devils come, and back to flame they go. I'll beat your rotten witchcraft now, eh?
That shot!
It came from that mask! In the fire!
There's a bullet hole in Alec's head!
Between his eyes!
He's dead.
How?
Pull that mask in the flames, quick!
Yes, all right, sir. I'll carry with the tongs.
Let me smother out the flames.
A little rug will do it, sir.
Why take it from the fire?
To save the rest of our lives. Look!
Look where the fire's eaten away the wood.
The metal teeth of the mouse?
Our old rifle cartridges with the bullets filed to slugs.
And when the fire got them out, one popped right off.
Then Alec was killed by natural means. And all the other things were coincidence. Imagination.
I wonder. What do you think?
Satan, what do you think? You're right about that. After the husband's funeral, them lovers went right out and got a marriage license. Good old devil mask.